Myrtle Beach is the beach. 60 miles of bright sand, water, and a wealth of wonderful music playing day and night. You can step into a simple beach bar and discover a surprising level of exciting musical talent. A place to kick back and groove to the enticing soundtrack of the most unexpected vacations around. With nothing but good vibes floating through the warm ocean air. Plan your own music-filled trip to America's Jukebox at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Welcome to the day after Day of the Dead, or day after Dia de los Muertos. Yes, I have a really good Spanish-Canadian accent wrap-up episode. My name is Jared Gustat, the creator and one of the EPs of this incredible project, which went number one on the all podcast charts in Mexico and number one on the Apple Music charts in the U.S. The show was really fun to make. It was a blast working with so many incredible people, from film icon Danny Trejo to Latin trap icon in the making Snow the Product. And these two gentlemen who are joining me in the studio right now, Latin artist Balam and his producer Arcatrax. First of all, how was that experience working on the podcast? Arcatrax, have you ever done music for a musical before in the podcast space?
Actually, it's my first time, so it was an actual experience, and it was fun.
And Balam, you acted and did the music for this thing. What was that like for you?
Oh, it was pretty cool, man. Like, I've never done this before, so it was cool to see what you can do and how you can picture a character just with your voice, you know?
Yo sí creo que estamos embrujados. El otro día, entré aquí solo y tu guitarra estaba tocando solita.
Simón.
Balam, ya te expliqué que es por la resonancia de las máquinas.
Si lo hubieras visto, no dirías eso.
I thought that the adventure itself was a nice blend, you know, some comedy, some music. And, you know, if we were to see this thing become a TV show or a film, this is something that we would expect you to step in and do some acting on the screen for us. Is that something that you'd want to do?
Yeah, honestly, yeah, I'd love to. I think it'd be pretty cool.
You know, the dynamic right out of the gate, you being on the soundtrack and someone like Snow the Product and you acting alongside Danny Trejo, that must have been pretty surreal. Right out of the box, first thing you do, just working with icons and legends and people who have a really big audience, things just happening really quickly. Did you expect that was going to come together like this?
You know what? Like, when I found out I was working with Danny Trejo, I was like, wow, it's someone I grew up like watching in movies, you know? So when I saw him, I'm like, this is someone that Mexican people look up to, you know? And then when I found out about Snow the Product, I'm like, that's super cool because she's like a Mexican rapper, you know, and she's doing like really good things. So I was like, fire.
So the actual holiday of Day of the Dead, do you have any real personal strong connection to Day of the Dead? Is that something you grew up celebrating? Is that something you feel very strongly attached to?
Yeah, honestly, like in Mexico, it's a way for us to connect again with family members or like friends that passed. And so we normally put up like a picture of them, the Day of the Dead, you know, and then we leave whatever things they like to eat or drink while they were alive. So it's a good time of the year to connect with their past. For some people, it might be a little bit weird, you know, when they look at it, it's like, oh, these guys are celebrating like dead people, you know? But for us, it's like, this is something like touching and really important, and it's really important in our culture, you know?
You Mexicans are so weird. You laugh at death. You're supposed to be afraid of it. You, the final judgment, you know.
Nel, no es risa, hermano. Es convivencia armónica con las profundidades del ser. No hay juicio. Es un continuo a través del espacio. Tiempo cósmico.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
O sea, sí, es raro. Vamos y le ponemos calaveritas de azúcar a los muertos.
And tequila. Tequila should be for the living. You know, what's going to happen when the world runs out of tequila?
Architrax, did you know a lot about the Day of the Dead before you did this?
Yeah. Basically, like, they honor their ancestors, their friends. It's a lot of respect. It's a lot of love I see behind the idea of it. So, being a Spanish Latin male, it kind of helps out to reach out to family, even the ones that are alive.
I like the idea of this being a celebration more than being a spooky, horror, gory thing. There's so much art, so much cool stuff that comes from it. Like, I started to look at folk art books and images of what people create around the Day of the Dead, especially in places like Mexico and small places outside of the big cities. Everybody celebrates it differently. Have you ever been to one of the big festivals where it just takes over the whole city?
I've never really attended one, but I know that they do like really big ones. Especially in Mexico City, they have a huge one. For Day of the Dead, they have a huge festival where they have like gigantic like skulls. Yeah, yeah. And, like, it's crazy.
Do they do music at these things?
Yeah, music, yeah. Live music. You know, they normally play the songs also that the dead people like, you know, what they like to hear.
Tell us a bit about the character you played in Day of the Dead and how much music plays into it.
Oh, Balam is like, he's kind of like the peacemaker. Like, he's always like, he's always high.
Rubén, carnal, yo y los hongos somos uno mismo. Y acá mi Larry, güero color vidrio translúcido, necesita un viajecito para acomodarse mejor en esta tierra.
No, güey, yo no le entro. La última vez me fue muy mal, pinche bajada.
Sí, Balam, yo tampoco. Al chile, si en mis cinco sentidos me cuesta afinar la guitarra, imagínate con drogas.
Está bueno, chicos. Déjenlos, desenterramos con calma. Mira nada más, qué bonitos. Mira el sombrerito de los honguitos. Ay, qué bonitos. Vengan acá. ¿Quién los quiere? ¿Quién los quiere?
You know, so he's a fun character. He helps the team, like, get through different stages in the story. And I just think I really love playing this character because I had a lot of fun recording him. You know, I think I got an opportunity to, like I was saying, to picture and make a character from zero just with words. So I thought that was pretty dope.
I love these musicals that we're doing because it's not like Grease where all of a sudden you break out into song. By the way, shout out to Grease 2, greatest musical of all time. Like the fact that you're in a band as part of the story and that you can put original music into the backdrop. There's this thing in musicals called backstage musicals versus things where it's a little bit more natural. I just like that throughout it, it's just an organic way to drop music into the story and keep people entertained. It's an audio format. Do you want to talk about the two songs that we created for the series?
Yeah, we did Climb, and then we did a song called Gitana.
So for anyone who has not heard the song, let's check it out. This is the song Gitana from Day of the Dead.
Gitana, tú me envuelves con esos ojos y esos labios. Si no vienes conmigo voy a seminarios. Donde mi única adicción fueron los salarios. Porque pensaba que eso es lo que tú querías. No. Amor y comprensión, eso es lo que pedía. No. Yo le rezaba la Ave María. Pa' que un día bebé fuera mía.
What type of song is Gitana? What sort of style would you define it as?
Gitana is, I feel like it's like a beach, like reggaeton type of song, you know? Like, I think it's like a sexy song, but it has that little bit of like house or like techno in there, you know? It has another feeling to it, like a party track. And Climb was a song that already came out by 24K, and then we did a Spanish remix of it. A fun, you know, upbeat trap, like, which is pretty cool too.
We can make it out of the worst ways. Then run up the first day. No te me preocupes, little baby. Música cantando en el highway. Toronto, Miami. La quiero pa' siempre. Si pudiera estar hoy más cerca de ti, I make you mine, 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 mine. No podría combatir las ganas de repetir. Ultimo 9999. Y poder descubrir rinconcitos de ti. I make you mine, 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 mine. Si pudiera gritar lo que siento por ti. I lose my mind, 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 mind. Y poder descubrir rinconcitos de ti. I make you mine, 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 mine. Si pudiera gritar lo que siento por ti. I lose my mind, mind, mind.
Honestly, I love them both. Both drums on them, they hit really hard. Architrax, I wanted to ask you about your drum production style because I feel like that's something that really stands out for you. Who are your influences on this? And, you know, the big drum sound that you have on everything, where does that come from?
I'm a very big fan of African music. Afro beats, percussions. I feel like Tito Puentes, he's one of the guys that made some incredible percussion melodies, and you know, just try to learn as much as I can from different cultures, and try to put them all in a pot and stir them up and create the sound.
Last night was incredible. You stepped on stage for the first time in front of a big audience at the Oasis. It was a pretty big deal. What did that feel like for you? And you know, what were some of the emotions going through your head? Aside from playing at Oasis, you're playing at Vibra Urbana, one of the largest reggaeton festivals in America.
I felt accomplished. I don't know if that makes sense or not by the way I'm saying it, but I felt accomplished because 1 year and a half or 2 years ago when I met Trax, like, and we spoke about, like, performing in Miami and doing all these things, like, it seemed so far away. But then last night when I was there, I was like, bro, like, this is crazy. Like, all these people really like all the work you guys have been putting in the studio, you know? They like everything we've done. And they like our vibe, too. So I felt really accomplished. I felt happy. I felt encouraged to keep going, to keep working, to keep recording music with tracks, you know? I think we're killing it right now. And
yeah.
And
I think
not
we're ahead
thinking,
of our time right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, I love seeing it. Love to see it. And tomorrow, what's your day like? You're going to wake up tomorrow, and what's going to happen?
Oh, I'm definitely going to go for a run, get some blood pumping, then come home and then just rest the voice, play my songs in my headphones, and just keep listening, 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 listening. And then when I get to this show, just we're going to kill it.
What are you excited to see at the festival besides the obvious fact that you're going to be on stage performing?
Oh, man. Everyone, like Don Omar. You know, I love to meet Don Omar.
Legend.
Yeah, like Nicky Jam, Lunai, Balvin, those are fire. But Don Omar is like the Don, you know? I'd love to meet him.
My big hope for tomorrow, I really want to watch it from the side of the stage and see you guys kill it. I want to hear those drums pounding. That's my only wish last night. The only thing I really wanted to hear more of was I wanted it to be super loud and much louder, because the DJ thing, when he was performing, it felt like it was pretty pumped up. And then when you guys went on, they like dropped the level a little bit lower.
Right, right, right. But
yeah, we had some technical difficulties to work through for sure.
We did. But we came through.
I want to thank everybody who tuned into this podcast and to the Day After, the Day After the Dead. I'm really excited for everybody to hear the soundtrack. We have music from Snow, the Product. We got music from Balam, which I was lucky enough to participate in with my pal and collaborator, Architrax. So everybody, check out the soundtrack on SiriusXM, on Spotify, wherever you get good music, and look for incredible things from Balam happening in the next year. More festival dates, more music, more videos, global domination. Here we go. Let's finish with Flotando from Snow, the Product, from Dio de los Muertos in Hell.
Porque yo ando, mente flotando, ando en mi trip, mente en alto, yo no le bajo, digan que sí, yo ando a todo con todas las chicas, tráigame agua bendita, llámele a mi jefita, díganle que ando de su vida, ando trippy en otra realidad, subí la frecuencia, ya me voy a elevar, ando trippy en la velocidad, y a mí no me afecta.
Myrtle Beach is the beach. 60 miles of bright sand, water, and a wealth of wonderful music playing day and night. You can step into a simple beach bar and discover a surprising level of exciting musical talent. A place to kick back and groove to the enticing soundtrack of the most unexpected vacations around. With nothing but good vibes floating through the warm ocean air. Plan your own music-filled trip to America's Jukebox at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.